What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to Landing on the Plains, all things Auburn football from someone who really lived it. What's good, folks? I'm your host, Chandler Wooten, former linebacker, team captain, and former NFL vet. And today we've got another good one lined up for you all. We're going to be diving into what's been going on in the recruiting world. A handful of commits have already committed here in the month of May, and we're just getting started and just gaining a lot of momentum right now. And so we'll dive into that. We'll dive into my extended thoughts on head coach Alex Golish, and we'll wrap it up with what he's got to do, in my opinion, from a player perspective to be successful in year one. So we're not going to waste any time. We're going to get right to it. Let's go. Auburn already picking up a lot of steam here over the last couple of weeks in particular, topped off with a big commit yesterday from offensive tackle Leighton Von Brandt. And obviously that's been a big topic of discussion over the last really like decade or so, as far as like Auburn being able to recruit offensive tackles in particular. And so just to be able to pick that up here early, I think it's big time. It shows that this staff is really prioritizing the trenches. And that's really a big part in building a successful program from the ground up. And so I think that was big time in order to add him right now. And so I think that's just going to be a really big staple for our class here moving forward. And obviously a couple weeks ago, adding athlete Mycen Johnson Cook, top five running back in the country, and just being able to break down his film and watch his film. I like to go and watch these guys' highlights, and I'm looking for traits. And so I just got done talking to a friend of mine about how when I was in school, my position coach used to make us kind of evaluate prospects, and he was kind of breaking down to us what he would show us and what he was looking for in prospects. And so when I'm watching these guys and I'm looking at them, I'm just looking for traits. And you look at this kind of athlete, 6'2", 220, 225 pounds already in high school. And so I see that kind of frame. I see that kind of speed. Obviously a top 50 player in the country. Adding him in this class already early, big time as well. And so I think he'll also be another staple for us as well moving forward at the running back position. Obviously taking care of the trenches in the run game already for head coach Alex Golish and his staff is big time. It's absolutely big time. And so I think we just got to continue to build on that. And then one of my favorite pickups thus far, and honestly, he's going to probably be my favorite pickup in the entire class, no matter who we continue to pick up, just because I honestly see a lot of myself in this guy. I see the physical traits that he has, like I just got done talking about, and obviously he plays my position. And this is the guy that's not heavily rated. He's not highly rated, but like I said, when I'm watching the film and I'm looking at this guy play football, like I get excited. And it's really hard for me to get excited watching somebody's highlights. And like when I'm watching this guy, Kareem Palmer out of Georgia, 6'2", big frame. Like I see a lot of myself in this guy when I was in high school. He's 6'2", like I was, kind of undersized right now, but he has the frame to continue to fill out, especially once he gets in a college weight program and a college facility. So you're talking about a guy who has an undeniable, unbelievable motor. And like when you cut on high school film, like it's rare that you see guys who pop off or pop out off the film, just because like it's a different kind of speed. And most guys don't play hard every single play, but this guy plays hard every single play. And so I'm watching this guy blitz up the middle. The quarterback would throw a hitch route on the outside by the hash marks by the sideline, and he's making a tackle 20 yards down the field. And so you're talking about a guy who possesses elite speed at the linebacker position, 4.3, 4.4 speed. And I'm just thinking about adding this kind of guy in the system with DJ Durkin and what he could do with a guy like that. We've already got examples of what he can do with a guy similar like that. And so I think that's going to be an absolute steal for us, a diamond in the rough type of pickup for us. And so that's probably going to be my favorite pickup, honestly, as we continue out through the season, obviously, and then this recruiting cycle. So, man, I think we're in a good position right now. Obviously, like I said, it's still early. It's only May, but I think that's the important thing right now, just continue to build that foundation, continue to build momentum, because once we hit the season, that's when it's really going to pay off, right? Like if we can go out there and continue to show that we are getting better and produce wins at the end of the day. Like, that's what recruits want to see. We want to see wins. And so we can go out there on the field and be successful on the field, man. Like, it'll only continue to get better. And so, like I said, I like where we are right now, on right on the edge of being around top 25-ish in the country. And so we're sitting at a good spot, man. And so I think head coach Alex Golish and this staff is prioritizing the right things as far as, like, what we're prioritizing, who we're trying to get, and what pieces we're trying to, you know, start this foundation on. And so I think we're heading in the right direction. And that brings me to the head man, head coach Alex Golish. And so obviously when he was first hired, it came with people comparing names, and it came with comparing resumes and, you know, splash factor or lack thereof, et cetera, right? And now that the dust has kind of settled a little bit, and the more I've looked into him, the more I've done my research, the more I've seen the way he's leading the team so far, I really see the vision. I really see the vision. I just got done talking about what he and the staff is doing recruiting-wise, and I'm seeing the vision. And I think what we've really lacked over the last couple of years is really an identity. And so when I think about head coach Alex Golish and what he's done with his offenses and his teams over the last couple of years, I think it's really clear that we're going to have a clear direction and an identity again. And so you see his teams, right? They play confident. They play fast. They play aggressive. We know they're going to spread teams out, right? They're going to open up the field. We're going to spread teams out. We're going to be able to go with tempo, be able to catch defenses off guard, and really be able to spread teams out, play that numbers game, right? Get the ball out into our playmakers' hands, be able to spread teams out so we can run the football. And one thing that I think is a sneaky, really positive thing about head coach Alex Golish is the fact that a track record with running backs and tight ends, specifically tight ends. And so when I look at the fact that we have really lacked production there over the last couple of years, and the fact that he brought in probably one of, if not the best tight end coaches in the country, in Coach Larry Scott, I don't think that was a coincidence. And so I think he knows the real importance of having not just solid tight ends, but productive tight ends in the passing game, being able to block in the run game, and really just give us an advantage from the tight end position. And so obviously also having a running back background as well. That's been a big major topic of discussion amongst our fans over the last couple of seasons, just being inconsistent with the run game. And so I think having a head coach who has a background in tight ends, a background in running backs, I think he really understands the importance of establishing the run game, and especially being in the SEC. Like, you have to have a run game to be successful. And so I think that'll really pay dividends for us later down the line. And I just don't see a way where his successful offenses just don't translate to the Plains. Like, I just don't see that. And everywhere he's been, his offenses have been successful. Like, every single year, his offenses are near the top amongst the country in all the major categories. Like, you're talking about production as far as touchdowns, first downs, explosive plays. And so that's one thing we've really been missing. Like, I think if you take and couple his, like, this is my ultimate vision. You take his 2021 and 2022 Tennessee offenses and you couple them with the defenses we've had here recently at Auburn. Like, I think that is a perennial every year contender in the SEC if you can couple those two things together. And so I just don't see a world in where that doesn't happen. And so I think especially if he continues to bring in his guys, build this culture out, establish exactly what he's trying to get done, and we're moving in the right direction, I think we're well on our way. Now, here's the reality. Year one in the SEC, with that schedule, it will absolutely be a grind. No doubt about it. But I think we'll be up for the task. And my opinion, from a player perspective, these are some of the things I think that he in particular needs to get accomplished here in year one. I think, obviously, first and foremost, establishing the culture. I think that's something he's already been doing since the moment he stepped foot off the plane. So I think just continuing that as we head here into the summer, having a great summer, getting into fall camp, continuing that foundation there, and then obviously leading us into the season. And so I think that culture, nothing else matters if we don't have that. And so I think that's first and foremost. And that'll always be first and foremost for me. So culture and making sure that we're building and taking this thing in the right direction. Next, I think one thing that he really has to get us doing is playing disciplined football. Like, I think a major thing for us over the last couple of years is we've been our biggest enemy at times. Like, every single Saturday, it seems like we're out there facing two or three opponents, and our opponent and ourselves, and sometimes the referees, you know, but that's a different discussion for a different day. But every single Saturday, it seems like we're out there fighting against ourselves while trying to play a formidable SEC opponent. And that's just like, you can't do that, not week in and week out. And so I think if we can just play disciplined football, like stop turning the ball over, especially at the worst time, it seems like. And if we can stop getting penalties at what seems like the worst time, like we're always shooting ourselves in the foot, it seems like. And so I think if we can just play disciplined football, if we can build that culture, like that right there will probably lead us to extra two wins based off of last season. And so I think those two major things, like, we definitely had to get established, especially early on. I think another thing, obviously, too, is continuing to, like, develop the guys that we got. Like, I think in year one, like, producing on the field, like, there's no bigger proof of evidence that what you're doing, what you're preaching is working than on-field success. Like, the guys in that locker room getting better, getting bigger, getting faster, getting stronger, obviously showing that they've gotten better just in this one year will pay dividends later down the line, right? Like, I mean, obviously gaining momentum in recruiting, getting these recruits to believe again. And I just think, like, a place like Auburn, man, is just like, we're ready. We're like waiting to be set back on fire. Like, it's just a walking, big, major sleeping giant. Like, and I think one great season, man, like one really good season, honestly, will flip this thing back on its head in the right direction. Cause, like I said, we're a sleeping giant just waiting to be woken up. Like, we've been asleep too long. And so I know a lot of fans been waiting on that. Former players been waiting on that. I know current players ready for that. And so I just don't understand, or I just don't foresee a reason that that can't be the case, especially coming this fall. And so I know, obviously, looking at the schedule, right, like, it's going to be tough. Talk about a gauntlet, especially, you know, that month of October where you have away games at Tennessee, at Georgia, at Ole Miss, and you got a home game versus LSU as well in there. And so that's going to be a tough month. Obviously, you also still have a road Iron Bowl at the end of the year. You got a home game early versus Florida. Open up the year in Atlanta against Baylor. That's going to be a pretty good matchup as well. And so we got some really, really tough opponents. It's going to be a tough season as far as, like, trying to really grind out a lot of wins. And so I think it's going to be a good test for us, especially early on, to show our improvement in that culture development part, in that can we play discipline, showing can we finish. A lot of times we've been not just in the game, we've been winning these games, we've been making the right plays, and then it'll just unravel on us late. And so can we show that we can finish? Can we show that we're not just here to play, we're here to win? And so I think that's the next step that we got to take. And so my early prediction, I think I'm sitting on 8-4 right now. It's still way too early. Things can change. Obviously, injuries are unfortunately a real thing in this game. Teams come out hot. Some teams come out and have a lot of hype and are complete trash. And so you just never know how things shake out. But right now, my early prediction would probably be 8-4, somewhere between 7-5, 8-4. 8-4 just because I went to Auburn and that's my team. So it's 8-4. And I think that would be a really successful year one for Coach. And that would be more successful than we've had this decade. And so that would be a great year one, honestly, and leading us into future success. And so I'm excited. I'm really excited. And I know Auburn fans have been waiting for that. And some of the best fans in the country. Like, I mean, they just continue to show up and show out every single Saturday, no matter the score, no matter the situation that we're in, no matter our record. They just always show up and show out and show a lot of pride. And so it's time to finally give that back. And so, yeah, I don't think everything's obviously going to turn around overnight. And it doesn't have to. I think we got to give him time to get this thing turned around in the right direction. But I think with the recruiting, the momentum we're building in recruiting wise, starting to gain momentum there. I think you head into the summertime, you continue to build on what we did in the spring. You come out in the season, you have a successful season. We translate that to some wins on Saturdays. I don't see why we can't continue to take this thing and eventually take back off in the right direction for real, and not just be competing the games, but be competing for championships again, like our fan base knows we deserve. And so I think this staff has the right people in place to do it. I think we've got the players on this team, on this roster to do it and turn this thing around this season. And so I'm excited and looking forward to it. And that's it for today, man. I appreciate y'all for tuning in to episode 11. Drop your thoughts in the comments for me. What do you think is a successful year one for head coach Alex Golish and your Auburn Football Tigers? And as always, War Eagle.